You're listening to SBS News.
It's been labelled one of the great chokes in National Basketball League history. And it's an unwanted, dubious honour Melbourne United will be forced to wear. With just 6.5 minutes to go, the visitors looked headed for a comfortable victory over fierce rival the Sydney Kings in Game 1 of their semi-final series. But they were left looking like spectators as their 16-point lead quickly evaporated. And with just over 40 seconds left on the clock.
So here's a chance for Sydney to hit the front. Any made bucket will do it. Having been down by double figure points, it's Luzada, the 20-year-old, the fake to fall early. He is ice cold. He is Brazil's best. He is a next star who's a star right now in the eyes of those Sydney fans.
Brazilian Didi Luzada starring for the Kings, along with fellow import Jay Sean Tate, who landed 24 points. His excitement post-match was tinged with sadness at the team's loss earlier that day of a popular assistant manager, Richard Bradley.
Hey, this ain't no cupcake league, man. This is the moment we live for. This is what, see, incredible? This is incredible. We got more work to do, man. I'm just happy for my team. I'm happy how we approach the game. We got a lot of stuff to work on. We lost a really dear, dear guy in our franchise today, Big Rich. So that was for him. We got more work to do, but I know he's proud of the way we played. We're supposed to win, man. We've been on top of the ladder from start to finish, man. We expect this. We got to be better.
United must now regroup for the second game of the best of three series in Melbourne on Monday night. It was a thrilling start to the NBL Finals, with Friday night's opening match between the Perth Wildcats and the Cairns Taipans also going down to the wire.
Dying seconds, Perth by 3 in the first period of OT. Scotty Machado throws up the shot, gets it to go, but 2 is not enough. Perth prevail by a point in the West and go 1 up in their semi-final series.
But Cairns bounced back with a vengeance in Sunday evening's return bout, leading at every change to run out 11-point winners and tie the series 1-1. While some of the game's biggest names showed their wares with some high-standard basketball, it was a relative unknown on the cricket field that left Australia reeling in its first one-dayer against South Africa. With the home side struggling and missing some of its key players, Heinrich Klassen stepped up with an outstanding and unbeaten 123. In reply, a 76 to Steve Smith and a 41 to Manus Labuschagne wasn't enough for the visitors, as another middle-order collapse left them well short of the target. Captain Aaron Finch was ruining lapses in the field that allowed the home side to recover from a disastrous start to post a score of 291 from its 50 overs.
Yeah, I thought it was probably a couple more than what we would have liked. I think, especially after being 3-for-30 in the power play, felt that was a really good start by our quicks. And Heinrich and Davey Miller had a great partnership of 150 there to make sure they had in batters going towards that back part of the innings. And when you're chasing a total like that, a few things have to go right once the surface slows up. And we just lost wickets pretty consistently, and that always puts you on the back foot.
Meanwhile, in the women's, Australia's future in the T20 Cricket World Cup will be on the line when it takes on New Zealand in a fight for second spot in Group A. The winner will join top of the pool India in proceeding through to the finals. The Kiwis survived a big scare against Bangladesh. They posted just 91 runs in their innings, but managed to bowl the Tigers out for 74 to keep their tournament hopes alive ahead of a Monday matchup with their cross-Tasman rivals. With an injury cloud hanging over Elise Perry for the crucial clash, Australian captain Meg Lanning says the star all-rounder will be given every opportunity to prove her fitness.
It's just a bit of a wait and see. We won't know till tomorrow. That's just it. Yeah, I'm confident. And given who the player is, she's showed in the past that she's extremely resilient and able to play through things. So if anyone's able to do it, then it's Elise. And as I said, we'll give her the best chance possible and leave it as late as we can and then go from there.
The Fremantle Dockers left it late in the AFL Women's, snatching a 1-point win over St Kilda after the Saints looked home with just minutes to go. Carlton upset Adelaide to avenge last year's grand final loss to the Crows, and Brisbane was too good for the Giants, as was North Melbourne over the Gold Coast. West Coast pipped the Western Bulldogs, while Richmond remains winless in its debut season, going down to Geelong. In the A-League, it was cellar-dwelling pain shared by the Central Coast Mariners, thumped by newcomers Western United 6-2. A second-half deflection off the Brisbane goalkeeper was enough for Melbourne City to record a home win over the Roar. In its clash with old rivals Adelaide United, Melbourne victory prevailed 2-1, as did the Newcastle Jets in their upset win over Perth.
Burns, great shape, a beanie tap!
Said as well in the Sydney Derby, Fox Sports capturing the moment when history repeated itself, a familiar face breaking the nil-all deadlock in the 81st minute.
Russell hangs it up, header, Duke, he's done it again, via the aerial routes, and Western Sydney lead the Derby again 1-0, just as they did in round three when it was an early goal from Duke. Now it might be the late winner.
The Wanderers also victorious in the W League with a 3-2 win over Perth. It was 3-1 to Melbourne victory over Sydney, while ladder leaders Melbourne City continued on its winning ways. 3-1 victors 2 at home to the Brisbane Roar. Gareth Borum, SBS News.